£1,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Israeli Air Force has carried out a strike on Iran. Explosions were heard northeast of the capital, Tehran, early this morning. Israel's defence minister has announced a special situation in his country. Air India says only one person out of 242 on board has survived a plane crash in Ahmedabad. British national Vishwash Kumar Ramesh is confirmed to be the only survivor of the Gatwick-bound flight, which came down seconds after takeoff in India. His family say it's a miracle he escaped with just cuts and bruises. Footage appears to show a fireball as the aircraft crashed into a doctor's residential building. David Gleave, chief investigator for Aviation Safety Consultants, told us, "We know very little about what happened so far.
We know approximately where the aeroplane started its takeoff roll on the runway, and we know how long the aeroplane flew for and where it hit the ground. Beyond that, we're into the realms of speculation, be it informed or pure guesswork. The investigation teams are being formed. The protocol is that the Indians will invite various countries to participate in the investigation and send technical experts."
The Prime Minister says the images of the plane crash are devastating. 242 people were on board, 53 of them were British. And two women have died after being pulled from water in Snowdonia. North Wales police were called on Wednesday night to the National Park's Watkin Path, which is home to steep climbs and waterfalls. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Last thing Thursday night, first thing Friday morning. Wherever your head's at, it's Bill Overton with music to help mind the gap. One for any Wild West heroes now.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Oh,
Ellen Manahan-Thomas, the soprano there. Harry Christopher's directing the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, Vivaldi's There Is No Peace in the World. Before it, John Barry's Dances with Wolves. We heard the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing the John Dunbar theme. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Weather-wise, a few showers dotted around in the west through these early hours. It's a muggy night for a lot of us. Highs of 29 on the cards later for Friday. One or two showers, but dry, warm and humid mostly. Morning to Jane, listening to Classic FM through the early hours, as usual. I'm sure you read or you had heard the tributes being paid to Brian Wilson over the last 24 hours. Front page news for every UK newspaper this morning. The major creative force within the Beach Boys at songwriting, composing and recording, of course. Dan Walker played God Only Knows on The Breakfast Show this morning. You might have caught that. I'm going to play you another track from the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album, recorded as the version we heard earlier of God Only Knows by Brian Wilson 4 years ago, just him at his own piano. And we'll follow it by music by his favourite composer. This is Brian Wilson, You Still Believe in Me.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Bach's Concerto in D minor for two violins. The Academy of Ancient Music Berlin. The two violins were Bernard Fork and Isabel Faust. Preceded by Bach fan Brian Wilson. You still believe in me. It's Classic FM. June 13th, Weed Your Garden Day today. Well, it's the weekend, isn't it? And it's warm, so no excuses, really. Father's Day Sunday. Today someone's declared WFH Father's Day, so maybe a little lie-in later and no commuting if you are working from home. Also, Friday 13th, I mentioned earlier, if that makes you a bit nervous, the only one this year. Next year, there are going to be three. If you haven't seen the full strawberry moon yet, you're in luck still. Look up. Always magical. Debussy's Clair de Lune, Sung Jin Cho, the pianist. We just heard it's Classic FM. Late greats for June the 13th include the Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, the poet Yeats, also born on this date, and author Heinrich Hoffmann, who wrote Strawl Peter or Shock-Headed Peter, a book of cautionary tales for naughty children that I was given, which may explain a lot. Let's continue that theme of books at bedtime then with a dark side. Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, two children lost in a forest who find an old lady living in a house made of cake. What could possibly go wrong? Thank you. bedtime fairy tale for you if you're about to drift off. The overture from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. Staatskapelle Dresden performing Bill Overton on Classic FM. I have a Schumann symphony on the way for you. He's inspired to write after playing a part in the discovery of one of Schubert's lost works, whatever it woke up in him, his Spring Symphony, the result. And with that in mind, something floral on the way next from an opera by Delibes.
Classic FM.
At Matalan, style comes in threes. Grab three for two across all Matalan women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh. Why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office. Guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80-year-olds. With no health checks and a gift card worth £125. Plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new. Like life cover. Or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/coverme. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Cheers!
This is Classic FM.
Daniel Hope playing violin there with the Royal Stockholm Orchestra and the Dvorak Humoresque number 7. Before it, Delib, the Flower Duet from Lakme, Haekyung Hong and Jennifer Larmor performing with the Munich Radio Symphony Orchestra. The album of the week on Classic FM, if you've been listening to Alexander Armstrong's show, you'll know is Raphael Fuatra's Spanish Serenades, the French classical guitarist's latest release. It's a former rising star on Classic FM, I think, a couple of years back. And the unique thing about this album is he's playing guitars that were once used by Albéniz and Tarrega. It'll be Rodrigo's music coming up just after 11 o'clock this morning when Xander features the final track of our album of the week. Classic FM now with Bill Overton through the very early hours of Friday morning and a Spring Symphony by Schumann.
Thank you.
you are now officially full of the joys of spring. Schumann's Symphony No. 1, the opening movement, the Antwerp Symphony Orchestra, we just heard. It's Classic FM. We will soon be officially full of the joys of our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this morning, including a re-entry for Grieg on the way after the news.
Classic FM.
When you're sure you know the answer. When it's on the tip of your tongue. When you beat the buzzer and the contestant.
Get in the bag.
How did you know that?
Naturally brilliant, I guess.
Yeah, modest too.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can play along with all your favourite quiz shows. Search TV licence together.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July, was 17.50. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero accounting software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero accounting software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero accounting software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Israel has carried out a preemptive strike on Iran. Explosions were heard northeast of the capital Tehran early this morning. Israel's defence minister has announced a special situation and said schools would stay closed today. Israel Katz also said that a missile and drone attack against the state of Israel and its civilian population is expected in the immediate future. Middle East expert Major Andrew Fox told us what is behind Israel's action.
The Israelis have released already a statement saying that Iran was on the verge of having enough nuclear material to make several nuclear warheads, and so they've taken preemptive action against nuclear and other military sites. And what we're seeing already is videos coming out from certainly northern Tehran, a number of strikes. You can see the explosions and the smoke in the air.
Air India has confirmed 241 people have died after a Gatwick-bound flight crashed moments after takeoff. The plane was carrying 230 passengers and 12 crew when it came down just before 2 p.m. local time yesterday. Police have come under attack for a fourth consecutive night in Northern Ireland as disorder spread through multiple towns. Missiles were thrown at officers following a protest in Portadown, continuing a trend which started earlier in the week in Ballymena. And MPs will be back in Parliament later to discuss the assisted dying bill. The House of Commons will examine dozens of amendments to the legislation.